grammar school and high school at Sabergal. Guess what I told him? I says, you old son of a bitch, you could beat me to death.
Never cry. Wasn't that something?
You know what he said? Oh, sure. They'll hang him for his 18 years. The brother style missed it. Now, my daddy had told me that he got after him. That happened. Somebody went and told him. And I wasn't more guilty than you. If I'd have known my daddy had laid the law down, and he could have done just what he told him, so you old son of a bitch, you're taking no dislike me out of my boy. Now, I know my boy ain't no angel, but I'm going to tell you one damn thing. I never saw my daddy mad but once in a while. He says, you lay your hands on that boy even if he burns up that scoop out. I'll personally run your ass out of town. Well, Lord, what's it saying? But if I'd known my daddy had told me, you know what I'd done? I'd have gone home, got my shotgun, and gone up and killed the old bastard. And that's true. Because I disliked him. But the sad part about him, the one that was going to do this and going to do that, I hate to say it, every one of them didn't nail them out to a damn ass. Five boys there were who died out of college. And Adolf and I were still here. About the last one.
Should we go ahead and finish this?
You I'm talking too much again. You ain't got that on tape, have you?
Maybe the man's feeling tired. He says, I think I'll go over to the couch and
take a nap.
Or
rest.
Or he might want to just...
Well, that's taking a nap. Lay down. Mm-hmm. That's taking a nap. Have you ever heard that from
him? I'm saying he was really, really sick, just like you felt. And he couldn't even sit up in bed. Couldn't even sit up, so all day long he just...
In pain?
He was in pain, but he couldn't get up. So all day long, there in the bed, he did what?
Roll and tumble and...
Okay. Okay. So you're talking about something you saw in your sleep, and you say, let me tell you about it. This is what I...
dream.
Okay. Often when I go to sleep, I do.
Dream. And you know one thing here lately, the last 3 or 4 weeks, I had a nightmare. I just got wake up scared, somebody trying to choke me, trying to kill me. I can't...
Stop talking in your sleep.
I can't. It's the first time when I was a kid, I used to have nightmares. I jumped off in bed one night, killed myself. I was trying to fall in. She knows on tall building. If I look straight at her, but she slaps me. Look right down yonder. We're in the RCA building. I almost pitched her off. I get sick of putting in an airplane. I never forget the first time. I figured I was going to get nauseous. But I can look down, don't fall. But I'm there on top of the Jefferson building in Birmingham, look down, I'll heave. But I've always had a falling off a tall building.
That's fear of heights.
That's right.
Say when you raise your foot up and you're going to come down heavily on the floor like this. What do you think?
Okay.
Say you see a friend leaving a party alone, and you might ask him, well, can I...
Drive you.
Okay, or you might...
Get you home.
You might say, want to get you home, and a kind of southern expression, we might say, can I...
Take you.
Will you ever say carry?
Yeah, I say carry more than I do take.
Okay.
Well, take is not good English, is it?
Say you want to get a boat up on land, and you tie a rope to the bow, and you do what?
Pull it.
Okay. If your car is stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
push. Yes,
sir. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Say you had a sack of groceries, and you didn't have your car, so you picked up that sack of groceries and did what?
Yeah, I'm home. Sometimes.